Washington voters approved it. Gun rights advocates challenged it. Monday, it goes before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We're talking about the state's background check law for person-to-person gun transfers. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
The plaintiffs in this lawsuit say Initiative 594 puts law-abiding gun owners at risk of prosecution. David Edwards is their attorney. He gives the example of Daryl and Daisy, an unmarried couple who live together.
And they share a firearm. They have a single firearm that they keep in their home for self-defense. And the concern is that the statute essentially says that they cannot both use that firearm.
Edwards is appealing a lower court ruling that found the plaintiffs don't have standing to sue because they haven't yet been prosecuted. The sponsor of the background check law says it's working and calls the lawsuit unfounded. This year, Washington lawmakers made some fixes to Initiative 594. That was enough to satisfy some of the plaintiffs who are now dropping out of this lawsuit. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.